102.5 The Bone. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
All right, now. 9:39 on The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Spanish, do I have time to talk before my Joey calls?
You have a little bit of time, yes, okay. Sir.
Yesterday, Spotify started sending people their top songs of 2021. Does anybody want to guess what my top song was?
Do you share yours with your family, or is it just yours?
This one is just mine.
Just yours. It's whatever the baby.
You almost nailed it.
Oh.
You almost nailed it.
No.
Lil Smoke.
I'm playing the version without the baby because I don't want to get fired.
Oh, do a leave by. With me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a
premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. But it was the one with the baby is the one that the one with the baby is the one that I had. Good guess, Calvin.
Well, yeah, I remember you saying that you were listening to the baby all the time.
Do you want to guess what my second song was?
Your second song?
I mean, you're on a roll right now.
That was the first one. Your second one was, what are you listening to?
You'd be surprised.
What are you listening to?
This is the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because all of these are just not typically me. Except number three, which is pretty interesting.
Something by Lizzo.
Nope. That was Carmen, is this Curse?
It does, but later on. But you can play a little bit of it.
Yeah, this is my number two most listened to song. My best friend. She a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't need no... I'm 50 years old, by the way.
Who is that?
That is Doja Cat and Saweetie. That was the...
Yes, best friend.
Yeah, I love that song. Yeah. I love Wet Ass P too, but yeah. I don't think that
made. You cannot play that.
No.
I'm slowly becoming a fan of that Saweetie.
No lie.
Saweetie.
Yeah, Saweetie's got some good songs.
She does.
No lie, this is my third most listened to song of 2021. How appropriate. Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name. Why, John? Why won't you call the show? I know my producer stinks.
Sorry, everybody.
I got to tell you, right now, the way I'm headed for, I can already tell you in 2022 what they're going to tell me my number one song for 2021 was. I can't stop listening to Genesis, Invisible Touch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from. I get in a hook on something and I can't stop listening to it. That's all I've been rolling through.
Do they email it or can you find it on your Spotify?
When you open your Spotify, like they did email it, Calvin, but when you open your Spotify.
Oh, see your playlist.
Yeah,
the
your
rap
top
is here.
Your top songs.
See,
rap,
mine doesn't work though because I share mine with my family.
So what does it show you? Mostly theirs.
Yeah, this is looks like it's mostly my son's.
What is number one on your son?
I don't even know what this is.
Like, I feel like Galvin's lying. I feel like they're gonna be like, "This is old Willie Nelson song." This is Galvin.
No, this is.
They want to tell us he loves Willie.
I-9 Banzai?
Banzai.
Does anybody know what that is?
I-9 Banzai.
Like,
yeah. No.
Oh
no.
Well, I know that my son really likes this group, Suicide Boys, that is like a hardcore rap group, although I think they're white guys, whatever. Mine comes in at, looks like number five. So this is one of my biggest ones. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Any guesses?
I'm going to say this is Led Zeppelin's Going to California.
You would think it'd be Led Zeppelin. It's not, but this is one of my shower songs. I like this.
Oh, he didn't say it.
It's a shower song I like to sing.
I bet it's going to be like, I think I love that one.
Is it Yanni?
No.
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, why can't this be love? Also on my list, Calvin.
Yeah.
Great
my top
song.
20.
Great shower song.
Yeah.
No, because I'm singing.
Scrubbing bubbles over there.
Scrubbing.
This is a great song.
And then it goes to I don't know. Let's see. Bones. They're Suicide Boys. Yeah, this is all like my son's stuff. But then here's another one of mine. Oh, here's another one of probably mine and my wife's.
Oh, great song.
Yeah. This is definitely my wife's Monster Magnet. She's the biggest Monster Magnet fan.
I like Monster Magnet a lot.
Yeah, so do I, but Space she Boy. Loves him. And then I listen to this. This is another shower song. This is actually Train doing Zeppelin.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah, he does such a good job with this.
It's a great song.
Yeah, the bass line's ridiculous. Mike, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to brag about it.
Listen to this. This is Train doing robot. Zeppelin. Listen to how good this sounds.
The leaves are falling all around town. I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged.
He's got a great voice.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Really is unbelievable. Good stuff. Now,
so we got in the car yesterday. I'm taking my son to the gym. Listen, see, this is where I share everything with this audience. My son goes, will you take me to the gym? I said, sure. And I said to my wife, in this traffic, I'm going to drive him to the gym. I'm not going to come home and then go back and get him. It's going to take me longer to do that. I'm just going to wait for him. And she goes, or you can go inside and work out.
Yep.
And I went, no. I'm taking a nap in the car.
It's not going to carry it away.
Yeah, come on. Cool. I'm sitting there. It's close enough.
Yeah.
I woke myself up snoring in the car yesterday. I thought I was going to swallow my steering wheel. I woke up and I went, scared the hell out of myself. So he gets in the car. Does your son do this? He gets in the car and he's like, can I listen to music? He has to plug in?
My daughters do that.
My son goes, can I listen to music? I go, I don't care. I just tune it out anyway. And we're driving, and I'm like, are you listening to Tribe Called Quest? And he goes, yeah, I like this. I was like, all right. We raised a good kid.
Hell flavor yeah. In your ear.
Yeah. And then he played something for me that I never heard of. MF Doom.
Oh, you know yeah. Yes.
For real?
Yeah. MF Doom. No joke. Yeah.
What kind of music?
He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Hip hop, yeah.
It was great.
He's old school, yeah. He's underground for a long time.
Yep,
Danger Mouse, yeah.
Oh, is that it?
He's also goes by Danger Mouse.
Yeah. I didn't know it was Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
I thought Danger Mouse was the DJ.
I might be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure Danger Mouse
whatever
and MF
it was.
Doom are the same person.
Well, MF Doom wears a mask, or you don't know. Yeah. I found that out yesterday. Where's the Dr. Doom mask?
Or am I thinking of Deadmouse? Deadmouse.
Oh, yeah, that's a DJ.
What's his one name? Which mouse is this one?
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse. Isn't that Gnarls Barkley? Didn't they do something together?
I believe
they?
So, yeah. I think that's right. That sounds right.
Was it Gnarls Barkley,
you
Danger
might be
mouse,
right. I know.
Carmen, at any point, just yell, okay, boomers.
Yeah.
I thought it was no Deadmau5.
Nope, Danger Mouse is a different guy.
You're
Spanish.
Right. So I just know MF Doom.
Yeah, so you're wrong and you're putting out wrong stuff.
Yeah, you screwed us up. Boomers were on it, and then you brought us down, and you didn't get Bon Jovi on the show today.
Happy Friday, everybody. I can see today's my day. I will.
Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
I don't want you to stress out. We're going into the weekend.
Right.
I don't want you to drive home with Joe and look at him and go, do you think Mike was serious that he's
yes,
mad
definitely.
That I didn't get
no,
Bon Jovi?
No, I'm going into Port Richey.
No, he's totally serious.
No, it's too late after that.
No, I'm going to storm the castle of
no.
the video.
What are you going to kidnap him and bring him back here to the house?
I have construction clothes that I'm going to put on. I'm going to get a clipboard. I'm going to get one of Joe's numerous drills that he has. And I might build something with John Bon Jovi. You don't know.
Fine. Just don't. Will he get in the car and be like, do you think Mike's really mad?
Definitely.
Yeah. He does that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not. I don't expect you to just find the guy and bring him in the studio. I mean, I would have when I was a producer. I'm just saying that.
He's accepted the fact that you're a failure.
Yes.
Thank you, I've come to terms with the fact that you're not me. You will never be me.
Crystallizing that. Yeah.
So I'm not mad at you, and I don't want to ruin your weekend. I'm just trying to tell you.
It's all right.
I don't want you to spend the whole weekend worrying about whether or not I was serious, whether or not you're really going to get fired. I don't expect any of that.
Don't worry about it. He 100% was serious.
Yeah.
You're not mad when you say you're just more disappointed?
I hate you.
No, I'm used to it now. Yeah. I'm used to the disappointment.
You can't say that. You are saying it. You did say that? Wasn't just having a stroke? You actually said those words?
Templar. I sent me a picture of John Bon Jovi last night.
Yeah.
And Galvin knew about it today when we were on the air. Yeah. And the news stations caught on and they started talking about it. And then Reagan was interviewed and didn't mention Joey, called him his business partner. What a move that was. So why do you think that you couldn't
right.
do anything about
Because I'm...
Say it, I'm a failure.
I'm a failure.
Spanish, you didn't know that Bon Jovi was in Newport Richey.
Did I?
Right? Until we talked about it.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah,
so. You knew? Oh, yeah, that makes it even worse. You knew and you didn't get it done?
Oh, it's falling apart.
Right. Yep.
You went the wrong way with that one. Way to go, idiot.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Zig when you should have zagged.
Oh, man.
It happens.
Drink from the tree.
I wish we could. We're not allowed.
Sorry, everybody suffers now.
Too much time over by the tree.
The tree is forbidden so far. Forbidden fruit. Tree.
Sorry, everybody.
Forbidden tree? What is this, Lord of the Rings?
Thank you to our friend Ben Malik from Electronic for coming in here. NextHeadphones.com. If there's anything left, 50% off everything on the site. NextHeadphones.com. 50% off. A speaker donated locally to charity and 5% to the Calda Family Foundation. Awesome. NextHeadphones.com. Have a great weekend. Tomorrow you'll get to see Spanish. You'll be out and about tomorrow. Where are you going to be?
That's right. Tomorrow I'm actually going to be in Newport Richie at Perfect Place Food Ramp. So I'll be out there.
You get there early and look around.
I will. I'll be there from 11 to 2 p.m. So you can join me there. Or
where is that?
That is at Furman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Newport Richey off of U.S. Highway 19.
Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday, I'll
be call it 19 up
I
there.
Did.
Yeah.
I
no,
did.
No, we do. We do. Not you're not U.S. Highway. I just be like, I'm up on 19.
Yeah. And then on Sunday, I'll be at the Corner Bar from 1 to 3.
Where is that?
Howard Avenue.
Oh.
Soho.
Sounds safe.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. Anything else before we get out of here? All right.
Love you guys.
Gio, do that thing we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have a great weekend. We will see you guys on Monday.
Some of us will see you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call from Spanish later, and he's going to be like, hey, I ran into Alec John Such, the old bass player. He said he can get his nephew on the show.
Michael, I have John in my trunk. Where do you want me to take him?
If you showed up here at Bon Jovi and you're like, he's duct taped for now, but I'd be like, bring him in. Bring him in. We'll put him in a case.
We got a caper.
Feed him like a prisoner.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
All right.
Have a great weekend. We will see you guys on Monday morning. Goodbye, everybody.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show.